It's time to watch The Muppets, the best and worst of season one.
But seltzers ruin the game for me.
I was thinking the other day, I'm like, I haven't had any water. I'm like, but I have had like 8 seltzers, so I'm okay. Like, I don't think it was 8, but it definitely was like more than 3 and less than 5. And like, that's all I drank for that day? Was like 4 seltzers?
And I forget like what makes it, the carbonation does something. Does it not hydrate as much?
I've asked Liz this, and she's like, it hydrates you, but like you still need to drink normal fucking water. Like you can't just drink. I don't know, but why? I really don't. Because I'm like, I am like one of those people right now where soda streams are not in anymore, right? But I am like moments away from being like, I should just get a soda stream.
Well, not since Bed Bath & Beyond closed where you get the refill.
I don't even know where you buy it. Refill. Exactly. Where am I going to buy it? I don't know where to get the CO2 thing.
We have a soda stream.
Yeah? Do you use it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Really?
I mean, I drink the cans a lot, but we do use it.
Do you use it to make just seltzer then, or do you use it to make, like, sodies?
Seltzer?
Yeah, because it's like, I know you can make, in theory, like, root beers and shit, but I don't know anybody who, like, really uses it to be like, I gotta make my imitation Mountain Dew or whatever, you know?
Without chemicals, with the real sugar. I don't think you could replicate that flavor without chemicals.
Oh my god, already derailed. Today is, what is today for Passover while we're recording?
It's the second day of Passover.
Okay.
But the second Seder night happened yesterday.
Okay. So I saw a thing the other day that said that right now,
Monday first Seder night, Tuesday second Seder night.
Coca-Cola? You can go buy Coca-Cola, like a regular bottle of Coke, and it doesn't have corn syrup in it. It's made with actual cane sugar right now so that it's safe for Passover.
And that's how Mexican Coke's always made.
I know. Isn't that insane?
Why don't they just
make
it like
that? But this is the
like
only
that?
Time of the year that they make it with cane sugar. And they don't charge the premium of calling it, you know, Mexican Coke.
So when Passover and Lent are overlapped,
yes.
You can get a Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
Hell
and
yes.
A kosher for Passover Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can wash it down with a shamrock shake sometimes.
Those are the only two religions, by
those
the way.
Those are the two religions.
I'm joking. Don't murder me. I'm not serious.
Are you eating a fish filet on Fridays, if you know what I mean? Megan, it's so good to see you.
Sup?
So we've recorded an episode basically for every... I say basically. I'm using basically because we basically did every episode.
I mean, basically, we did every episode except for we did one that wasn't released yet, but it will be released.
Yeah,
and then
we'll figure it out.
You and
it's a nice way for us to still cling on to having something. We have a tie still to the original Muppet series,
can you
right?
tell everybody what you did?
Oh, so we recorded an episode of The Muppet Show for... We've recorded a full episode with a guest for the Marty Feldman episode
of
The Muppet Show.
Why am I blanking on his name? I'm like, eyeballs.
We had my friend Erica Schultz, writer of such comics as Hallow's Eve and the new Spawn book, Rat City, sit down with us and talk all about the Marty Feldman episode. And my dumbass deleted the episode by mistake while editing it. So we've decided, because we can't get enough of The Muppet Show, we're not ready for it to be over yet, that we're going to do 5 more episodes, the best of each season and the worst of each season.
Yeah, and Doug and I, of course, didn't communicate properly on this, and we both did our own thing.
Yeah, I assumed Megan was going to take the notes and go through the episodes and find her best of and her worst of.
No, but
I decided to do something different, and I guess Megan figured that I would do the structure. And so we've both come here with very loose ways that we're going to interpret what the best of and what the worst of The Muppet Show was.
Yeah, but I know my moments, I think, from reviewing, like, not best and worst, but...
So, a couple days ago, I decided that I wanted to do this. So last night, I really did some extra homework. And did you know that on Apple Podcasts, a transcript loads for every podcast now? Like, basically, I guess, AI generated or whatever.
Okay, AI.
And you can... You know how, like, on Apple Music,
you really can't get rid of shit on the internet. Oh, yeah. No.
You know how on Apple Music, you can scroll through a song and click different portions of the song based on lyrics? You can do that on Apple Podcasts, even with our dumb little show.
Wow.
So I was like, and you can search in an episode. So I was like, Megan, well, I don't want to get started, but I was hitting notes that you and I say all the time and finding when things started. And I was so excited. So I have some notes as we keep going.
I'm so excited.
So we're covering The Muppet Show.
Season one.
Season one, starting with Juliet Prowse and ending at...
What would this be called?
Woman Chan's.
If it was an I Love the 90s.
Like, it would be...
I Love the Muppets.
I think it would be I Love the Muppets. Muppet Show. Would be like what we're doing. Because we're doing... You know, like... So it's episode one is obviously season one.
And then it'd be part two.
Yeah. When we do... another, like, if we do The Muppets Tonight,
yeah,
that would be I Love the Muppets.
Oh,
Muppets,
yeah,
Tonight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because
they
do I Love the and then the decade. If we did,
where's Mo Rocca?
You know what I thought? Mo Rocca
and Michael Ian Black.
I thought it would be kind of funny
from New Jersey, Michael Ian Black.
If we just started over and we just did The Muppet Show season one and we just like did a whole new podcast but with the same show,
I gotta tell you, Doug, I would do that.
I don't think it would be the same.
Definitely wouldn't be the same.
It would be totally different.
It would be totally different.
The Redux.
All right. So I started, so the way I decided to do it was go through each episode of the Muppets,
Megan.
Oh, my bad. The Muppet Wikia.
Okay.
And I saw that Juliet Prowse was our first episode. Am I correct, sir?
Correct.
Okay, I'm correct. So this first episode gives us Menomina.
That, I forgot about that. What a crazy thing.
Menomina.
Wow, to start that soon. Menomina is what, oh my God, and
it's the first, like, it's the opening act, really.
Wow.
Besides the cold open, mm-hmm. after Gonzo, that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't the beats of the Muppet Show have changed so much?
They changed so much. Just like the beats of this podcast, when I was literally, I'm going through and I'm like, seriously? Wow. Okay, so we always babbled up top. That's great. But then, like...
Babble up top.
You know, we don't start adding clips to episodes until season two.
Oh, my God.
It's just you and I talking in my living room in the early season.
But that's okay.
So, Megan, you brought up Menomina.
And then I have to bring up...
Made a huge splash in the first episode with Juliet Prowse.
Gonzo eats a tire in this first
Gonzo
episode, too.
Gonzo eats a tire, yes. That was a callback to a MASH bit, maybe, right? Like... I remember we had to watch a thing from MASH.
There's an At the Dance in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I miss about this? I miss our favorite. Like, I miss Jennifer. I miss Wayne and Wanda. Piggy's eyes, I gotta tell you, they freak me the hell out. She looks high.
Season one, we got that very dreamy. We have dreamy
small
Piggy.
Eyes, Piggy, I would call her.
And I also, so one of my least favorite things from this season, because I did choose just an episode on this note, is in the Charles Aznavour episode.
Hmm.
In the Charles Aznavour episode, you and I talk about fake Piggy showing up.
In There's and at a the fake dance. Piggy.
It's fake by way of Richard Hunt is performing Piggy instead.
Oh, yes,
and
her
you
voice.
And I can't get past it. We're like, no. She's got the wrong voice. On our podcast, we're like, she has the wrong voice. She's not correct. She's whatever. And then I think one of us says, some guy named Hunt is playing her instead. I think you should bring up that point that you mentioned while we were watching it, that you do not think that is Miss Piggy.
Oh, let's talk about this. Okay, so there's two Piggies. There's Frank Oz Piggy, and then who's the other guy? Something Hunt?
Richard Hunt.
Richard Hunt?
Yes.
And Frank Oz Piggy is never with, like, that pig, the other pig.
Could you imagine all the things we've learned? All that we've learned.
Some guy named Hunt. Now we love Richard Hunt. No, you really do. I heard you on First Issue Club. That's the podcast. And I heard you talking about how you discovered the people who are playing these Muppets.
Yeah.
And the roles and the actors behind the puppets. And you learn to really love them, love their style, love their creativity, their acting.
Mm-hmm. And like, we, you know, there's a moment. There's moments now where we go, oh, my God, yeah, oh, wow, Jerry Nelson's playing that character, and it sounds just like this, that, or the other. You know, like, we've learned so much about the people behind The Muppets.
Actually, in the Charles Aznavour episode, the opening act is really good. You remember? Let's see if you can guess it. No, okay. Go ahead. Go to it. It's okay.
I already clicked it. Okay.
The Whatnot sings I Feel Pretty.
This
and her
was
face,
such a good yes. one. Yes. Oh, my God.
This was actually one of the better opening acts in
that
season one.
That was when she starts pulling all the pieces off her face, and then she starts adding, like, gnarly teeth and a crazy nose, all while singing I Feel Pretty. That was very funny.
It was really, really good. Also in season one is Ilda. Gilda? Oh, no. Gilda. Not Ilda.
Gilda, the, is that her name? That the like...
The costume designer?
Mildred, it says here.
Mildred?
Yeah, it says here that Mildred... Oh, maybe Gilda.
Hilda. Her name's Hilda.
Hilda.
I'm looking at it right now.
And I'm thinking of Mildred. Mildred is like a stuffy bitch that she shows up to like those... what do they call it when they do the panel in the final portion of the episodes? Where they would do like, oh, here we go, panel discussion. Mildred's always in those. And she's like a very, like, obviously like conservative older woman.
Oh, yeah.
She with the purple head.
Oh my God. And they did the panel discussions. I forgot all about that.
Panel discussions were terrible in season one. They were not fun. They like kind of lingered too long.
I would say that's one of the top worsts about season one.
Yeah. Meh. Even like the at the dances were like okay, especially in comparison to that. Like those panel discussions were terrible. I would much rather the talk spot where Kermit like kind of harasses the guest much more than...
Oh, my God. I hated the talk spot, too. What's funny is that they, in season one, they did the thing where they made Muppets of some of the guests.
Yes, that was always cool.
That was always cool, but I guess they couldn't keep up with it.
No, that's got to be so demanding to, like, because it's beyond just taking a Whatnot and giving them, like, similar attributes. They would give them, like, fully that person's hair or, like, the same exact style glasses or, you know, much more thorough.
How about isn't the Paul Williams episode in season one?
The Paul Williams episode is in season one.
God. That one has got to be the best episode.
That they made multiple Muppets of
that
him.
Song that he does alone where all the Muppets are coming out and it's all him. That was amazing. That's got to be my favorite.
Paul Williams sang the
it's
song.
It's certainly, I say it's
an
like,
old-fashioned love song.
It's my most memorable, I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
Not
we talked about it for
favorite,
weeks but. After, for episodes after, comparing things to... Because, you know, we hit this thing where we're like, we're talking about these episodes, and all you can't help but be like, well, this one was not as good as the episode we watched 2 weeks ago or whatever, you know?
The Paul Williams episode set the bar high.
Absolutely.
That's his name, Paul Williams. I'm going to open this. He has no upper lip. I just remember talking about
neither
that
do his Muppets. So in the Charles Aznavour episode, as I was re-listening to moments to find more of our best or worst moments, Megan, I got to your story about the top banana, and I don't mean to rehash your childhood memories and your traumas, but you told us the top banana story, and I still want to go ahead and say fuck you to your teacher who didn't give you top banana not once.
And then tried to gaslight me on my report card for fourth marking period.
I'm so sorry to hear that happen.
And some people were the top banana twice, and I never got to
you
be the fucking
the top banana.
Once? Not even once. Not even
Megan.
Once. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, a tragedy.
You're my top banana, Meg.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It was... For a sad and like, oh, like
she
bummer it is
me.
For like a little kid. It was funny to hear you retell that story, Megan.
I know. Well, I'm glad you got to hear it. And honestly, I'm glad to laugh about it now.
Yeah.
I was just looking through pictures today and like going, wow, I can't believe this was my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, wow, I'm so fucking old. Mm-hmm. And then I did see a picture of that woman and I saw it at, like out of the corner of my eye, and I knew what class picture that was.
Oh, you found even a picture of this person today?
No, the class.
Or like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, today.
That's
while I was
absolutely
going
insane
picture.
That I bring up this story.
That's
and
what
you
I
just
thought
saw
too.
Them again. Holy
so
shit!
So weird. And I didn't even bother to look at them. Like to look at the picture. I was like, fuck this woman.
What a bitch.
Fuck this third. Fuck third grade.
Fuck third grade. Cursive.
Having to buy clothes from Justice, sparkly eyeshadow, had to have Milky pens.
Do you know, okay, here nor there, I read a book in the third grade that like stuck with me.
What since was I'm that?
Called Number of the Stars. I feel like I've talked to you about it.
I don't know this book.
It's a Madeleine L'Engle book who wrote like A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh yeah,
and it's a really tough book about.
I think you told me
about the Holocaust from the perspective of a young girl, and it like in third grade we read this book, and I am 36, and I will tell you that book stayed with me.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm. Not to bring that, you know.
I remember watching in the library videos of like the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, mm-hmm. and then watching like the people getting hurt by the atomic bomb, and I'm like, all I would think is, how did they film this? Is it real? But like, what is that?
That is insane, especially like versus today in this day and age when everyone aims their phone the second that there's something going on controversial, you know, like there's
it's
some sort
just
of
so weird. Like, I feel like kids wouldn't be watching that nowadays. Mm-mm. But they wanted to start us young,
yeah,
for whatever reason. Well, in the Paul Williams episode, I see that Wayne saws Wanda in half. And
that was the best Wayne and Wanda.
Yeah, or when the tree falls on her.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two best.
Oh my God, I forgot about Wayne and Wanda.
And do you remember the talking houses? Those were good. The talking houses were funny. We felt like they could be funnier.
Yeah.
But we still liked it.
Yeah. So I'm scrolling through the names again, and I do remember us absolutely hating the Florence Henderson episode because we found Florence Henderson to be a bitch. Do you remember that?
She was so mean to Piggy.
She was so mean.
And to the Muppets, or was it just to Piggy?
It was especially to Piggy.
Don't be fucking mean to Piggy.
Maybe it was to Piggy and, like, pigs in general. Because I'm seeing a lot of pigs in this episode.
In the first season, you're bringing this up, mm-hmm. I remember there being more discrimination about the pigs.
Yeah. They're really brutal.
Wow. In the 70s, it was okay to put the pigs down. And then while we move into the 80s, they become more like integrated.
Yeah.
Into the Muppets.
We're working towards equity with the pigs.
Yeah.
We need.
George the janitor was still in season one. We did not know from Beauregard at this point.
Thank God, man. Simpler times.
Yeah. Piggy's eyes are, she must have gone, okay, this is what I think happened. Uh-huh. After Piggy seeing herself on camera, on TV for a long time, she decided
she did 25 episodes.
She either just ran over to Korea, actually at this time they weren't doing that in Korea, mm-hmm. so she probably ran over to wherever they were doing like quick plastic eye surgery,
mm-hmm.
get maybe Brazil, just getting a bigger eye.
Yeah, she's only got a couple
brighter
months between.
Yeah, and she looks great. I'm glad she did it.
Because, like, the final episode of season one went into production in November of 76, it looks like here. And then the next episode of season two, they started right up again in March, or May, rather. So she only had a few months to recover before, you know, needing those eyes to look nice and nice and big.
And then the song She Had Betty Davis Eyes came out.
Yeah.
And it was about Piggy.
Piggy Davis Eyes.
Connie Stevens. Okay, Joel Grey. What was the episode where the woman dances? Oh, Rita Moreno. She dances with the Frenchman.
Yeah.
And doesn't she throw him out the window or something?
Mm.
There's like a window break and a glass sound. Oh my God. The outfits. Looking back, the outfits have changed so much.
Was it Rita Moreno that threw the guy out the window? Maybe.
Doug, even scrolling through these pictures, I cannot stand Piggy's eyes. Oh my God. UK spot. Country Trio sings Tomorrow. The Country Trio is definitely
in what episode?
Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Rita Moreno.
In the Rita Moreno episode?
Rita Moreno. Anyway, I like that. These talk spots are not good, or talk shows are not good.
So for my best of season one, if you have a moment to go back to Jim Neighbors.
All right, I'll go to Jimmy.
I had a ton of best of moments from our podcast in this episode. In this episode, Megan, we discovered how long Dr. Teeth's arms are.
When
Dr. Teeth plays Money, we realized that he may be some sort of turtle. We had a realization of that. And then just a few minutes later, Scooter makes his first appearance, where I have nothing nice to say about Scooter, except that he has a cool jacket.
See, now, I hate Scooter.
We're
but
Skeeter. Bring back Skeeter. Have we talked about this?
When we were watching this one just now, I was like, I hate Scooter, but like, he has a really cool jacket.
And he has
and
cool
I
hair.
I would wear that jacket. Would you wear that hair?
No. That would be like appropriating Muppet culture. So you did have one nice thing to say, and that was it.
Also, during this episode, we unpack Armie Hammer's cannibal
accusations
and of him being a cannibal, which I thought was really funny to remember because I totally forgot that he was accused of being
a
cannibal.
That was a time.
Yeah, that was a real time, man.
That was a time. Oh my God, Dr. Teeth money. The houses are in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer. Oh my God, what are they doing?
This episode
with
also featured
animal.
You saying that, you explaining that her name is Jennifer and you declaring Jennifer be the name of that extra Muppet. So it says here, notes, Scooter had previously appeared in episode 101, 102, and 104, but this one properly introduces him. So this is the episode where they introduce the idea that he's the gopher and that his uncle is, of course, just plain gross.
Just plain gross. That's such a funny looking Muppet. Vincent Price is in season one. Valerie Harper is in season one. Twiggy.
Megan, did you look at season one at all?
I looked
in
at
the time that we've been gone?
The first part of it. I know, it's been a while. Milton Burrow. I know, I'm so bad.
Ben Vereen, Avery Schreiber, Phyllis Diller.
Steve Martin.
Madeline Steve Martin
Kahn?
Wasn't in season one.
Oh, that's...
You've already broken into season two.
Previewing season two. Anyway, season one.
But all around, okay, so give me, what do you think had the two, give me your two best guest stars for season one.
Candace Bergen.
Candace Bergen. Yeah, that opening number that she did where she starts it off as like, kind of like a frontierswoman homemaker. And then she ends up with the shotgun at the end, and she's going to blow the shit out of the dude who's singing that, like, misogynist song. That was really good.
That was good. Wow. Vincent Price.
You're going with Candace Bergen and Vincent Price for your two?
I think if I had to guess, I mean, I know it was me, and I did that. And mm-hmm. Actually, Paul Williams. I remember loving that one. Zero Mostel, again, season two, not this one. Mum and Chen's.
We haven't
you hated Mum and Chen's.
I hated Mum and Chen's. It was not for me. It was just not for me.
Ben Veneer, I remember that episode being a disappointment.
Vereen.
Vereen.
Veneers. Isn't that teeth? Veneers. I remember really enjoying Phyllis Diller. I'm looking at a picture now.
Phyllis Diller.
And in the final number, Phyllis accompanies the Muppet Orchestra by playing the entertainer on the saxophone.
Oh, my God.
I remember that being very, very funny.
She's so cool.
She's really cool.
She's cooler than cool.
And this also, in Vets Hospital, they help a talking loaf of bread.
I do love the anthropomorphic bread. A loaf. This is cute. They used this in a different episode in season one, too.
Yeah.
They kept it. They brought it back. I love the food. Big fan of the food.
So, yeah, I think that my... I really have to agree with Vincent Price as being one of the top ones. And I really remember loving the Jim Neighbors episode a lot, too. I got to say, Megan, maybe my favorite memory from recording season one is doing this podcast with you.
Oh my God, I've cried too much today, Doug.
I think that might be my favorite.
Do you ever look at pictures and just cry?
I have, sure.
I don't know what came over me. I think just like spring cleaning.
Yeah. Spring cleaning can be kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Like just the like, especially you know what? I love you. You're one of my best friends. I'm not going to be afraid to say this. You're a junk collector. You're like a hoarder. So, like, you can tend to look at things, maybe, and you're like, oh, I got this at the thin.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know you need to unload shit and just start chucking stuff. But you're like, you can't.
I did so much chucking in this room. I know you can't tell, but I, like, cleaned out all of those drawers.
And you
there.
Also cleaned like me, where you cleaned out all those drawers, but now that means that this is where everything, you know, like, it has to find its place in the next phase.
Well, I threw all of this away. Mm-hmm. These clothes, even though they're there, they have been that's another pile that I made after sorting a pile So I'm getting there.
Spring cleaning's hard,
spring
man.
Spring cleaning is hard. But I did throw away so much skincare.
That's good.
So much extra makeup. Mm-hmm. So much extra BS that I have. Goodbye. Toys, yeah. Not so much. I did organize the toys a little
no,
bit.
No, and they look nice and orderly, but they need to be dusted, right, I'm sure, and all that
I
other stuff.
I tried a little bit, but, like, yeah. I knock them down. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. I have to read those Muppet comics.
But, yeah, you just have to, like, start the purge. It has to...
It has to go.
I've been cleaning a lot in the shop. I'm getting ready for Free Comic Book Day, which is next weekend. So, like, that's making me crazy.
Free Comic Book Day is busy season.
It's so busy.
That's
and, like,
good, though.
I know, but I'm, like, making sure that I have everything to accommodate everyone.
Do you and Justin work
which is, like, so maddening.
The same time that day, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys are going to both work. Timmy's going to be there to help you.
And then we're capping it off with the dumbest thing in the world. If you'd like to join us and meet us there, you are more than welcome. We're going to go sit on the lawn outside the Stone Pony and watch Sum 41.
So I'm going to do the party like my name is El Nino.
Hanging out drinking in the back of El Camino.
Yep, I will.
How
that
dumb
was, like,
does that sound?
The first concert I ever saw at Birch Hill.
I've never seen them. I mean, I'm 36.
I was in the 8th grade.
But that would be so fun.
And had to get special permission.
You went to Birch Hill. That just dawned on me. I only went to Birch Hill once.
I had to get special permission. My parents were like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're too young to go to a concert like this.
Your cone. It's too young.
It's too young. But I ended up going with my friends.
Yeah, I'm like, it sounds like a lot of stupid fun. I'm up for, like, having some tacos, taking probably a gummy, and, like, chilling out on the boardwalk. I will definitely need it by then. I'm always so drained after Free Comic Book Day.
Gummy Baron.
It's like, it's a lot, you know?
It is a
lot. And it's good, but it's like that, you know, that being on and being personable can be very It's draining.
It's also just tiring, like, jumping from one person mm-hmm. to the next and being like, how can I help you?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about this comic, knowing
and
it
just
all,
because they're
just
in
using
at 4
your brain
o'clock
all
and
day.
Not 10 a.m.,
yeah.
It doesn't mean that they deserve, you know, lesser
of course.
Services, right?
No, of course not. Of course not.
All right, Megan. So I feel like that's like a nice...
So what did you hate about Mum and Chanzen?
I just don't like them. I don't know. I can't explain
Remember
it.
Remember the clay faces and they'd smash their faces
I think
with
it's
clay?
Everything about their... I don't know. I don't like the way they're presented. It's just not for me. Oh, you know what? I'm looking through these photos now and I remember when they were drawing their faces on with the dry erase board.
The
that
drawing
was funny.
Of the faces was good.
I don't know, man. It's just... Something about it. Oh, I'm looking through the episode and they did a Venda face. I liked the old Venda face machine. That was a fun
bit,
too.
Yes, that was a reoccurring bit.
I think it might have been the clay that I didn't like. And then at closing when they showed their actual faces. I don't think I
liked
that either. Yeah.
Don't show us
It's just really 70s to me. And it just doesn't do it. I don't know. I feel like I'm being a dickhead. But it's just not for
no,
me.
No, you have always stood by the fact that you have not liked the Mum and Chanzen episode. I remember the Ethel Merman episode being good. Doesn't she sing? And I'm
Megan,
like, wow,
is that in
she
season
can
one?
Sing. Yeah. Okay. Episode 1, 2, 2. Okay, the Ethel Merman episode has something in it that I actually really liked. Two
What's
creatures
that?
Dance to Java. The small creatures keep getting booted off by one another. Eventually, this leads to a large creature. The large creature's destruction. Now, I'm
oh, these
show
are
you
like they're almost like rainbows.
Yeah.
With these like, were cool.
It's like an orange rainbow with a pink foot.
And then
an
orange, and then a pink rainbow with orange feet.
Okay, Piggy's eyes. I'm going to say Piggy's eyes are top worst thing of season one for me. Season one.
I'll agree with that. I think her eyes are really bad. On that same note, so one of my worst things of season one actually isn't about the Muppet Show at all, but it's about you and I tried to revisit the Muppet Babies in an episode. And
I remember this.
That was really bad.
Maybe we could watch... Okay, maybe we could try again, but watch it on 1.5x. Or like 1.25x.
We might need to do that.
Because I think the show will enjoy it better if it goes faster. Because
it was really, really rough. And I remember that being one of my favorite cartoons as a kid.
I heard you on that podcast, First Issue Club, and you said how you got introduced to the Muppets. And you said, well, you know, Muppet Babies, I was really into. Same.
Yeah.
I loved the Muppet Babies.
And I could not believe how bad that show was. And we watched like what we kind of, you and I had decided.
Muppet Babies
we would watch an episode that sounded cool.
Favorite. I loved anything where they went into imagination land.
Yeah.
Like the part in Mr. Rogers where they go into fairy, mm-hmm. whatever that land is.
You
the
could skip jukebox. Any episode exactly. of Mr. Rogers until he gets to that trolley.
Exactly.
I don't want to watch him color with a crayon.
Me neither.
Take off your sneakers and put on new sneakers?
Put on house slides. What are you really? Doing?
That's what, you know what, I do get home and I put on my Crocs.
I get home, I put it's on my house shoes. It's a
good feeling.
Slide.
To know whatever. You're alive. Put on a different cardigan.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Your house, there's inside clothes, there's outside clothes.
Yeah, it did bother
me. Jukebox. And mm-hmm. Shining Time Station. Mm-hmm. What other, imagine when they go into their imaginations in Muppet Babies.
Yeah. In the Rugrats.
Oh, the Magic School Bus where yeah. they get small or they go with yeah. Mrs. Frizzle. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, the part of Wishbone where he's in the story as yeah. I knock everything off my desk over. I loved a lot of that imagination shit as yeah. a kid. And I still love imagination.
That's really interesting how imagination was sold to us as kids like that, huh?
Yeah, but do you feel like you have an imagination still?
Yes.
Me too.
I really do.
I feel like I mm-hmm. am super imaginative, and the more I like lean into my imagination, the more mm-hmm. fun I can like, have with it.
I have a bunch of Lego kits, and I like to stage them around a little differently. Like, I have
You're the such a Sesame good merchandiser. Like, oh, I feel like you're like yeah. merchandising king.
Even that is me playing with stupid shit, right? Like, exactly. It's like rearranging things.
And yeah. I love it. I yeah. love it. Like, you totally change the vibe with what you do, but it's still, like, fun. Or...
Yeah. And I'm trying to find, like, a cool flow most of the time when I'm doing it anyway. Okay.
But yes, that's, like, one of my favorite skills about you. You are, like,
thank you.
Really just excellent at mm-hmm. merchandising.
All right, Megan. All around, I think season one had a lot of ups and downs. And I hope we did them justice in our discussion just now. You have any final notes before we put this one to bed?
Wow, this episode must be long because I feel like we barely talked about season one.
This episode is long. Do you want to keep going?
Well, you're the one who has to edit it, so uh-huh. I feel guilty about that. I can cut down some of the parts. I'm better at editing now. Let's see. Season one. Okay, tops and bottoms. I'm going to say bottoms for me.
Okay.
Pacing.
Pacing.
Some of the sketches were too long.
Mm-hmm.
Tops. I'm going to say Wayne and Wanda.
Wayne and Wanda. You're giving Wayne and Wanda tops.
Yeah, first of all, when she gets sawed in half.
Sawn?
Sawn?
Is that a word?
Sawded.
Sawed?
When she gets sawed in half, love, 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 love.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm derailing us now. Sawed, sawn, whatever. I was watching, I've been obsessed with the fucking reality show The Traitors on Peacock. I've been watching the UK edition. I've been watching the
what
American
are they?
Version.
Is it Russian? Are
I'll
they
explain
like,
it in okay. our next episode.
In our da-da-da-da-da.
In one of the moments this week, in one of the moments in season two of the UK edition, one of the faithfuls asked, do you think I am or I amn't? Amn't. This whole show is full of people who are like a little dopey inventing words and like fully with full confidence saying them.
But are they real?
Yes. I'll explain to you the
okay,
traitors
right,
in next week's episode.
All right,
okay.
Right.
So,
thank
okay.
you.
Tops, you're giving to Wayne and Wanda.
Yes.
Bottoms, you're giving to just the structural format, the pacing of this season.
The panels.
Okay.
Hated the fucking panels.
Yeah. I like this segment for you. So next week when we do season two, you'll give tops and bottoms
yeah,
to...
Yeah, tops and bottoms. This okay. is good. Give me some structure.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Like...
We're finding it while we go. Yeah. We're finding it while we go.
All right. Yeah, tops and bottoms. We'll talk more about Dennis and
so,
Judy later.
Until next week, follow along with us. I mean, you can rewatch all of season two to be prepared for us to talk about some of it next week. You can follow us online at ITTWTM. You can message us.
Message us.
Write us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the show. And until next week.
Thanks for the Gumball season one. Ha ha ha!